3, 2, 1.
Got a blast! Items I requested?
My mom's gold necklace.
My grandma's gold tooth. She needs it back by lunch, though.
And the gold buried under our lawn in case Dad gives all our money to telemarketers. Again. Gold's low melting point makes it the perfect element for powering my latest invention, hover hats.
How fast do these babies go?
They're safe up to 25 miles per hour. Gentlemen, start your hats.
Whee! I'm a pretty butterfly.
And I'm 25 mile an hour man, delivering top quality justice at reasonable speeds. What's this? The secret power source of my sworn enemy? Dangerously fast man? Yeah.
Remember when I ate toothpaste and my burps were minty fresh? Our gold! It's all ashes!
That was my grandmother's favorite tooth! And her only one.
Oh, the equipment I'd need to make enough gold to replace this stuff would take a ton of money.
We could sell our bodies to science.
You have to be dead to do that.
Okay, Mr. Negative.
Gentlemen, we have to get jobs. McSprankies would be the perfect place to work. We could eat here, see all our friends. Plus, what job could be easier?
Professional spread glue on your fingertips and pull it off, consultant? What?
Good day. Are you Skeet?
Hold on. Yes! Okay. Are you interested in entering the exciting and glamorous world of fast food service?
Yes!
Ah, excellent! Wait a minute. Exactly how old are you guys?
11.
17.
27.
Copacetic! Well then, let us proceed to the all-important job interview. Okay, Specs, you look like you've done some serious deep frying in your day.
No, maybe. I don't have a problem.
Awesome! You shall be fried cook!
Cool! What about me, Skeet? What can I be?
Whoa! Your extremely grating voice is perfect for yelling out orders. You shall man the drive-thru window!
Awesome!
And you? Oh, sorry, dude. I'm afraid I can't use you.
What? But I'm a genius! My IQ is practically off the chart!
Seriously, he's wicked smart.
Dudes, scope that plaque.
Employee of the month.
And thusly, someone who knows a McSpanky man when he sees one. But I'll tell you what, okay? I'll start you on the register and see where it goes. Can y'all start today?
Yeah! Now about our pay.
Minimum.
We'll take it!
What do you want for lunch, Hugh?
Yeah, nothing for me. I want to be as hungry as possible for tomorrow's Mucho Carne Fiesta Taco Shack.
Are you sure, honey? Remember what happened last year?
Oh, don't worry, El Sugar D Booger. With the anesthesia they have these days, you don't even know your stomach's being pumped.
Well, just don't cry this time if you miss the piñata.
I'm not going to miss. I've been practicing on Jorge. Check out the swing!
Oh, Hugh, be careful! Oh, dear.
I'll get you my paper mache friend. I know deep in your belly there are treats worth swinging at. Where is it?
Welcome to McSpanky's, home of the Belly Buster. May I take your order?
Yes, we'll have one chicken bits and a purple flurp, one plain McSpanky burger, and I'll have a cheeseburger, no pickles, fries, and a vanilla shake.
Give me a counter earthquake, a dancing albino with a heart condition, and a baby in a rickshaw.
Charming at ya! Scootily oop a doo ba da boo ba dee beep. Bow.
Whoa, you dudes are in the zone. I better check on the slow guy.
A double McSpanky with fries and a flurp. That'll be $6.53. And $3.47's your change.
Dude, you're supposed to push the buttons with the pictures of food on them?
Don't need to, Skeet. I memorized the prices and did the tax and change in my head.
Oh, okay, Mr. Magic Man. I also did not hear you say Big McThankies from McSpanky's to the customer.
Well, frankly, it struck me as cliched. What do you think about this? Don't let our food be denied you. Put our polyunsaturated fats and triglycerides inside you.
I'll tell you what I think.
No human brain can add three things, dude. Only the machine knows the tax, dude.
Hey, Jimmy, isn't this the best? I want to be a fry cook for the rest of my life.
Give me a pilot on water skis with a flaming teepee. Traveling.
You got it.
Picture of money. Ha! Gotcha! Big McThankies from McSpanky's. Hey, dude, you missed a spot.
I got it. Just a little sodium chloride.
Actually, dude, it's salt.
That's what I said, sodium chloride.
Dude, that would be salt. If you don't know what salt is, maybe mop duty's too complicated for you. What size are you, small?
Yeah, why? If you want cheap food with taste, put McSpanky's in your face. If you want cheap food with taste, put
Am I bugging, or is that Jimmy dressed as a hamburger?
If Libby, you want cheap life food is with good. Taste.
Oh. Congratulations, Sputron. When were you elected leader of the one-man dork parade?
Ladies, aren't we all a bit too old for sophomoric name-calling?
He's right, Cindy. Call him by his real name. Patty!
I'll have you know that jobs like this are hard to come by.
Really? I thought they were only medium rare.
That's it! I don't have to take this!
Calm down! Don't pop your sesame seeds!
Bye, Jimmy! I relish this moment!
Yeah, I'd like a deluxe McSpanky on half a bun with a side of chili fries.
Give me a clown with a hair lip sitting in a steam room.
Doing the tango or whacking a goose?
Hold on! You want a dollar salad?
Yep.
He's packing light!
Dudes, I am way impressed. If only your friend Jimmy had your attitude and intelligentosity.
That's it! I'm out of here!
You're quitting? But dude, you're the first guy who's had fit in a costume.
I'm not quitting. Quite the opposite. I intend to show you all what I'm capable of.
Where's he going?
I don't know. Hey, Carl, give me a fat taxi driver with a Polish accent.
You want a hamburger with peanut butter on it?
No, but if Jimmy's leaving, we'll need a ride home.
Easy, Goddard. It's just a giant mechanical Scotsman's head. But by tomorrow, it's gonna be smarter than Skeet. Come to think of it, it's smarter than Skeet now.
Whoa!
Welcome to McSpanky's.
Dude, what a did you do to the place?
I brought it into the 21st century.
But where are all the dirt and germs that we've come to know and love?
Gone. McSpanky's is now fully automated and completely hygienic. Permit me to demonstrate. Skeet, place your tongue on the scanner.
All right. I'll play along.
McSpanky burger with hot sauce, medium fries, small soda.
Hey, that's my breakfast of choice.
Of course. The computer determined your ideal order based on the configuration of your taste buds. Now titanium pistons begin pounding your burger to peak tenderness. And it's insta-cooked using nanowave technology. Hydroponically grown tomatoes are harvested while you wait. While your fries are boiled in the finest imported oils at precisely 250 degrees Fahrenheit. And there's your order, completely customized in 45 seconds flat.
Delicioso.
I have seen the future and it is awesome.
Hey, Jimmy, what's CS?
Customer satisfaction. If customers are happy, satisfaction goes up. If they aren't, it corrects the problem. The main computer watches everything that happens in the restaurant through that lens. Because it's self-correcting, nothing can go wrong. Nothing can go wrong. Nothing can go wrong.
Guy Tremblay reporting from downtown Retroville, where the new automated McSpanky's has been attracting crowds since early this morning with made-to-order meals just like Mom used to make. If your mom was a giant tongue-scanning robot.
A burger, fries, and shake kebab, just like back home.
A pineapple burger with low-cal Thousand Island dressing. It's like you're inside my head.
Winifred, there's something very important that I want to ask you. Are you going to finish those fries? Yeah. Mmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, ladies. There's an hour wait for a table, unless you're willing to sit in the utility closet.
But we know you.
Oh, that's right. I'm the leader of the one-man dork parade.
Look, Neutron, just because you work at the most popular joint in town doesn't mean you aren't still a stuck-up jerk. Come on, Libby, we're leaving.
One for the utility closet, please.
Make it two.
Hi, Nissa. Go on in. Brown shoes with a black belt? I think not. Try the diner down the block. The monkey's in. You, back of the line.
All right, now, we're just going to pop in, congratulate Jimbo. Hi, Jimbo. Bye, Jimbo. Then zoom-a-doom to Taco Shack, right?
No.
No, I get you. We'll drive past, honk, congratulations on the car horn in Morse code.
No, Hugh. We're eating at McSpanky's to support Jimmy.
No, wait. And just what do you expect me to do with this pinata stick? You don't answer that.
Wheelbarrow money coming through. Big wheelbarrow of unmarked bills. Make way.
You kidding, Pluto? Are those today's profits?
Are you kidding? This is from the tip jar. We had to rent a truck for the profits.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Neutron.
My goodness, you boys have turned this place into quite the hot spot.
Yep. Hope you enjoy it. Hold up, Mr. Neutron.
What? I'm with her.
Whoa. Back it up, Chief. Yeah. Nope, sorry. Not feeling it.
What do you mean?
Look, don't make me spell it out, Mr. N, but your outfit just isn't saying McSpanky's to me.
Oh, really? Well, maybe that's because it's too busy saying, step aside, Mr. Sassy Mouth, before I tell your parents.
Go ahead. I turned them away 2 hours ago.
That's just terrible. How could you... Ooh, hey, look, a famous movie star!
Where? What? I don't see any, but... Oh, I see him! Ah! No, that's not him.
Excuse us, pardon us. Parents of the employee coming through.
Mom, Dad, What are you doing here?
Yeah, just came by to tell you how proud we are of you. Blah, blah, blah. Love you. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Hugh, stay.
Yeah, but it's so busy, and we don't have a reservation, and one of my legs is shorter than the other one, so I really can't stand in line very long.
Not a problem. Bon appetit.
Thanks, son.
How's customer satisfaction, Skeet?
Outstanding, little dude. I guess I owe you an apology. Beneath your completely unimpressive exterior is one smart hombre.
I still don't see what the big deal is. Taco Shack has a roaming mariachi band that plays La Cucaracha 300 times a day. And Taco Shack's salad bar has 18 types of cheese. And the waiters all have funny mustaches.
Whoa, dude, the meter's heading south.
What's going on?
Oh, and they have the best theme song. I think I'll sing it now. Taco Shack, you'll eat cheese until you yak.
Frijoles there are always black. Give a big piñata whack.
Dad, no!
Taco Shack.
Yeah!
Go.
Oh, it's Burger Cannon! Ah!
Everybody out! Yeah!
What's happening, Hugh?
Who cares? We're going to Taco Shack!
Skeet, come on!
Dude, I can't leave! I'm employee of the month! Later!
I'm back from the bank! Hey, Jimmy! Is the restaurant supposed to be rising off the ground?
No.
Come here.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Well, the computer heard my dad saying he prefers Taco Shack, and it's off to correct the problem!
Oh.
Still get the big and cheesy and pizza cloud.
I think McSpanky's is trying to destroy all its competition until it's the only restaurant in town.
We've got to stop it.
Yeah. Does that mean no more tips?
Pizza Clown 2?
Hard left! We can still make it to the Big Pilgrim for a Miles sandwich and a Mocahontas.
Hold on! I'll try to bring it down with my ion ray.
That's the last fast food place in town. At least now it'll land and I can rip out its programming. Hey, what's it doing?
It's headed for the supermarket!
Oh, no! It's not satisfied with destroying restaurants. It's gonna destroy any place that sells food.
I knew a fast food restaurant that lets you have it your way was just a crazy dream.
Hey, wait a minute. Carl, that's it!
You mean this is all a crazy dream? All right, bring on the dancing tubas.
No, I mean McSpankins is programmed to please the customer. We'll just make it an order it can't refuse.
Hey, yeah. I don't get it.
Goddard, meet me at Fudo Mark right away. I'm
almost done rearranging Goddard's taste buds.
This is just like the dentist's office, only we're up in the sky and Jimmy's not a dentist and I'm not crying for my mommy. And
finished!
So, Jimmy, how does rearranging Goddard's taste buds help stop McSpankies?
You'll see. Come on, guys. Time to place an order.
For weeks now, we've searched space for a vessel worthy of our plans to take over the galaxy.
And that gets good gas mileage.
And has seats with good lumbar support for my lower back during the long journeys.
And trunk space for when we go for groceries. I love groceries.
Yes, those big gallon water bottles really take up a lot of... Would you be quiet? As I was saying, our long search may finally pay off. I think today may be our lucky day.
We're hungry! Okay, boy. Just like we planned. Stick out your tongue. Come on.
Four McSpanky Deluxe Burgers cooked at 20,000 degrees Fahrenheit?
A King Arthur with a hip replacement on a bed of coals?
I arranged Goddard's taste buds to simulate a desire for incredibly hot food. McSpanky's has no choice but to fill that order.
Well, in that case, give me a curly fries and a McSpanky pie.
Two, please.
Yes, there it goes.
Well, where is it going, Jim?
To the only place in the galaxy that can attain that kind of temperature.
Salsa night at Juanita's Leche Lounge?
Nope, the sun. Driven to satisfy our order, McSpanky's will fly up to the sun and burn up in the intense heat.
If only it used its grill for good instead of evil.
Yeah. You think we'll get paid for today?
Gentlemen, welcome to our new craft.
Whoa, all this technology, it looks so hot.
Which is why we must find its captain and exploit his great wisdom. This is the one we must find.
Paul?
Got a blast.